It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good day, Grow Squad. Hope you're doing well. In fact, how have you been doing? Let me know in the comments. Let me know how you've been doing. How has your week been so far? I know that these episodes drop on hump day, right? And sometimes you've had 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and they may have been rough. And on Wednesday, you may need to pick me up. That was the whole idea. On Wednesday, maybe you need something to help you get through the rest of the week. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for those that have gone online to buy your boy's new book for children, Go, Grow, Glow. In fact, adults have even been blessed by the contents of the book as well. But thank you. If you know any schools, right, I want to get this book out in masses as well. If you know any schools, school districts that are in need of a book that will teach kids about how to be more empathetic, how to deal with bullying, and also how to emotionally regulate themselves and make sure that they are in good health emotionally to move forward, holla at me. Let me know. Recommend your boy. Let me know how I can support these schools around the country because, listen, I'm here to serve. I'm here to do my honest part. Most importantly, I'm here to make an impact. Let's pray. God, we thank you for a new day. Thank you that we can wake up and go, grow, and glow. Bless us now, my friend who is traveling to work, my friend who is at work, my friend who may be at school, my friend who may be at home, wherever they are, whatever their path is taking them today, I'm praying that your favor will be on their life, that they will know full well that you're with them, and that your word promises you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you again for who you are in your name. Amen. Check this out today. If you listened to the podcast last week, the episode last week, if you didn't, I should say, go back and listen to it. Today, I'm leaning into another component of setting the course for this new year. And I know you're saying, and in fact, somebody had the conversation of the day, how long is it okay to say Happy New Year? What do you think? Let me know in the comments. What do you think? How long is it okay to wish someone Happy New Year? Right. Some people said after the first week, it's done. Don't say Happy New Year any longer. Some people said after 2 weeks, you're definitely out of pocket. But somebody said this. It sounds really interesting to me. I said, maybe I'll adopt that. If I haven't seen you for the month of January, right, if I haven't seen you for the whole month and I see you January 28th for the first time in 2025, it's appropriate to say Happy New Year. I don't know. Sounds pretty cool to me. If I see you January 31st and I haven't seen you the entire month, haven't seen you in 2025, it's okay for me to say Happy New Year. That's for another time. Check this out. This new year, I have committed to leaning into expressing gratitude more. Right? One of the things, my son, he'll be four next month. And my wife and I are committed to not, are doing our best to mold him to be a grateful young man. So many people walk around, I'm not talking about kids, I'm talking about grown adults, like they're entitled, like they deserve certain things, and they don't know just the simple things of showing gratitude, saying thank you. Each morning I get up, and I again, in years past, I've done a great job of coming out the gate, journaling, making sure that I'm writing down my thoughts. But this year I said, you know what? I'm going to use half of my morning journal to kind of write down things I'm grateful for. Not to just say in my prayer, which I do every morning, that I'm grateful to God for waking me up and so forth. Those things are very much appropriate. And if that is your practice, keep on doing it. But in addition to that, I said, you know what? Let me write down. In fact, I think it was January the 5th or so. I made a post and you may have seen it. It simply said, it is not your job to like me. It's mine. It's from it's not my quote. But I saw it somewhere. And in the caption, I talked about the fact that as we think about things that we're grateful for within ourselves every day, it's good to, and I suggested to getting a self-love jar and putting things in the jar about yourself that you appreciate, things about yourself that you love, things about yourself, wins that you've had. And then when you're down and out, you can go back in. But as I'm talking to you right now, this is in real time. I didn't do this doing my research, right? This is in real time. Maybe you should have a gratitude jar. Huh. Come on, Eugene. You might be onto something. Maybe we can write down on little snippets of paper, slips of paper, what we're grateful for. Put that bad boy in the jar. And when you've lost your mind and you think that, you know, God has done nothing for you or there's nothing to be grateful for, you can dip into that gratitude jar and say, oh, wow, on such and such date, 2025, I had a test and I didn't study properly for it. And I prayed and I made an A on the test. Look what I'm grateful for. Or I thought I was sick, you know, and I wrote down this request, this prayer, put it in my gratitude jar. And man, listen, things have turned around in my life. Maybe you should have a gratitude jar. I'm just saying. Whether you've got a journal or a jar, doesn't matter to me. I'm just giving suggestions. What I do want to encourage you to do is to learn how to have a heart and a posture of gratitude every single day. Yeah. And I was telling you about.
It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My son, who sometimes forgets to say thank you. Sometimes he forgets, and I know he's just a young kid, young toddler. I know he got a lot of things spinning around in his head, and he's excited about certain things. I get it. But it doesn't mean that just because he forgets, I let him slide. I say, no, no, please come back. What are you supposed to say after you receive X, Y, and Z? Or if somebody is nice to you, what are you supposed to say? If somebody says, bless you after you sneeze, do you just walk away? No, thank you. Daily gratitude. There are several benefits that research tells us that gratitude does for us. And I've got some things that I've researched that I want to give to you as you think about allowing gratitude to be your launching pad every day. Number one, gratitude. Studies show that gratitude, practicing gratitude every day, according to this study done by Emmons and McCullough, that individuals saw reduced symptoms in depression and anxiety when they learned how to practice daily gratitude. When they acknowledge what they're thankful for, the study said that it kind of shifted those individuals that they studied, that they actually had the test on. It shifted their focus from things that they were upset that they didn't have to now focusing on the things that I do have. And I know this to be true because sometimes I want to have a pity party for myself. Sometimes I want to say to myself, "I this is not happening or that is not happening." And check this out. People will show up for your pity party for 2 seconds and then they get back to life as usual. Yeah, I mean, the audience for a pity party is probably the smallest audience in the world. I mean, they'll show up for a second, they out of here. Oh, you okay? Boom. But when I learn how to be grateful, to show gratitude, to understand that people around me are falling on hard times, and you may have fallen on hard times, but as you think, look back, man, you say to yourself, and this happened to me before, not long ago, I fell on not so much hard times, but I was having to navigate some rough waters, and I said to myself after I got out, wow, I didn't realize as I was going through, somebody had double what I was going through. I thought I was going to drown in my stuff. I thought I was going to never recover. I wasn't going to ever recover. And, oh, I made it through. Number two, the study says that daily gratitude strengthens relationships. I mean, who wants to be around individuals who are self-centered all the time? Not very many people. Not very many people want to stay around if all you do is take, take, take. You're never grateful. You never express great. No, relationships grow stronger and are healthier when you learn how to have an attitude of gratitude. When you understand that there's a principle that is taught in the Bible that simply says it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. So that even there are times when I have to give something away, when I'm privileged to give something away to somebody who's less fortunate, I'm grateful that I even had it to give it away. During the right before the holiday, we had a winter cleaning. It's supposed to be spring cleaning, I guess. We did a winter purge. my wife and I were going through the house and we were finding all kinds of things that somebody else could use. They were just sitting in the corner, or they were sitting in a box, or they were just in the garage. We were like, man, wow, this has been sitting here for X amount of time. Somebody else could be benefiting from this. So let's learn how in 2025 to be more grateful. Let's learn how to cultivate. It doesn't happen overnight. You've got to work at it. You've got to practice it. You've got to make yourself sometimes have an attitude of gratitude. And I promise you, that thing is so contagious that those around you will begin to see the power of gratitude, will begin to adopt the mindset and the attitude of gratitude. And as you move forward, that gift just keeps on giving. In the comments, let me know what you're grateful for this week. Let me know what you're grateful for today. Let me know what you are. No, this doesn't have to be religious. Doesn't have to be spiritual. What are you grateful? And if it is, hey, more power to you. I'm a spiritual guy, as you very well know. But I'm not saying this is tied to any kind of religious sect or religious group. I'm saying, what are you grateful for today? All right? And as you think about it, keep on moving forward. Keep on expressing gratitude and know that the world is a better place because you know how to do one simple thing. Say thank you. Say please. And express gratitude whenever you can. Hope you enjoyed the episode today. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to let the algorithm know that, hey, we got some things popping in 2025 with the Grow Squad. So thank you again for your support. Thank you again for your attention. And don't forget, as you finish out this week, every single day, go, grow, and glow. That's my time. Take care. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.